Sofik doich is a Shabbos. A Sofik mila is not doich a Shabbos. We'll soon see what the case of a Sofik is. Or losoy vaday doich is a Shabbos. Again, another drosha. V'lo yan drugnis. Not an adrugnis. Because he's also a Sofik, what din an adrugnis has. An adrugnis has a simon of a zocher and a simon of a nekeva. He's a Sofik, what din does he have? So vayta the mila, if it comes out gem shmini on Shabbos, you're not doich a Shabbos. V'lo yan drugnis doich is a Shabbos. We have Yuduwaim and no Andrugnis Adoiches Shabbos. He was an Andrugnis. It's not called the Sofik. Vibalti Yazvada is Simin Zochon. He has a Gid and an Orlo. There's a Chiyah to do the Milo on him even on Shabbos. The Einish Chorus. And who Adin if you don't do it? It's an Einish Chorus. You don't give the Milo. It's Mela Vada with Adoiches Shabbos. But another Drosh with Dashin is Orlo Soy Vada Adoiches Shabbos. Vanoi Noilad Ben Ashmoshes. Adoiches Shabbos. If a Tinik was born Friday night, Ben Ashmoshes, so he's not doicha the next Shabbos, you can't make the meal on Shabbos. Because it's a Sofik, what day is called Yom HaShmini? It's a Sofik if Yom HaShmini is Friday, or is Yom HaShmini on Shabbos? So since we have a Sofik, if next Shabbos is the Yom HaShmini, you're not allowed to make the meal on Shabbos. So in such a case, you have to make the meal on Sunday. To make it on Friday, you can't, because also it's a Sofik, maybe it's only Yom Zayin, not Yom HaShmini. To do it on Shabbos, maybe Shmini, maybe Shabbos is Yom Tes. Therefore, in such a case, it's not doicha Shabbos. Right, another Joshua is or losoy vaday. It's also one pasuk with asking all these things. Or losoy mashma only a special orla you do on Shabbos. Not every orla, not every meal you do on Shabbos. So what's called a vaday? Vaday doich Shabbos for loy neila kishumol. Not a kid that's born when he has gemalt already. There's no orla around his gid. So since he has no orla, we don't do the meal on Shabbos. We'll soon see later. Even though there's a mitzvah tofes dam bris, we don't do that on Shabbos though. V'loy nerlo kishumol doiches a Shabbos. Shebeishama yoyim beishama shiter is tzorech lahativ imenu dam bris. Stam, you have a kid that's born with no orla. He's born gemalt already. The din is b'yoyim hashmini. Still, there's a chiyuv to make a tofes dam bris. Means you have to make a kotiyam and let some dam come out that we had before in Rashi's mashma. That's all a part of the ma'isa mila. Mila means cutting off the orla and also letting some dam come out. There, even though the kid was already born with the orla cut off, with one without an orlon, there's still a mitzvah to do our tavas dam bris. That's beishamishita. Or beishil loymrim ain't a tzarech. Beishilo says no. If a kid is born neilik yishumol, there's no chiyuv to do a mila. So according to beishil, we're not talking about them. Mechlal, there's no chiyuv to do it. But the chiddush is according to the beishamai that there's a chiyuv to do a mitzvah at tavas dam bris. You still have to make some blood come out, but you don't do it on Shabbos. It's not doicha Shabbos because that's not the ikka mitzvah samila. It's what doicha Shabbos is a mila vaday cutting off the orla. Amar Rav Shimon ben Elozo, lenechloku beishamim beisilu. Beisilu, if he holds, there's no machlokes beishamim beisilu, al nerle kishumol. If a kid is born, gemalt, that he has no orla, shetzorok latif imen adam bris. As everybody's maskim. As Rav Shimon ben Elozo holds, even beisilu's moida, you have to make hatofes dam bris. Even though the tinnik is born gemalt, there's still a mitzvah to let some dam come out, yom hashmini, from the mokom orla, there's still a mitzvah. Mifneis, he says it has b'way. Mifneis she'orla kavusha hi. Because it's called an orla kavusha. Means even though we can't see the orla, the posh it's a sofik, maybe there is an orla there. Kavusha means it's like pushed into the skin. So even though the way we look at the gid, we don't see the orla, we have to be afraid maybe there is orla there. Mifneis she'orla kavusha hi. That there is an orla that's pushed in there. So me'lam, to make a ma'is similar to cut it off, it's not possible. You can't cut it off. So what's the Yetzer? Since there is a type of an orla there, the mitzvah is to make a tavas dam bris. Aman nechleku, where is the machlokes beishamim beisilul? Do you have to make a tavas dam bris or not? That's al geresh shenizgaye kishumol. It means you have a goy, that b'shasi was a goy, he had a mila done to him. So since they did a mila, we know vadi there's no more orla on him. Now later on he wants to become a yid. So halacha is, when you want to become a yid, part of geresh is to make a ma'isa mila. Now this goy, it's not shav to make a ma'isa mila, the mila was taken off already. So here's the machlokes. What do we have to do for his geirus? Shebeishama yirmim tzorach latev imenu dam bris. Beishama holds there's still a chiyuv to make a tovus dam bris. Heis b'shashis geirus. Even though he's gemalt already, b'shash they made the mila when he was a goy. It didn't mean anything. It wasn't have the shame mitzvah. Didn't have a shame mitzvah mila on it. So mila now b'shash geirus. A chilek of geirus is to do a mila. How do you do a mila on this person? Nochemol hatovus dam bris. That's a kol part of some type of a kiyum. Does help Beishamai. Or Beisilu Lomrim no, and it's Sorech Latif Imenu Dam Bris. Beisilu holds no. There's no Indian about Tavas Dam Bris. Geiris, you need to have a Maisa Mila. Here, where the guy had a Mila ready, it's not shy to make the Maisa Bris. So, Mela Tovas Dan Bris by Geiris, there's no Indian. As this claim by a Tinik Shinoilad Kishumol, even though we look as if there's no Orla there, but the more says a swara, we have to be afraid. Maybe Sha'ola Kvushihi, maybe there is some type of an Orla pressed in the skin. So even though we can't get it out, for a koparim, you have to do a Tovas Dan Bris. Hashem came here with the ger, had his mila when he was a guy, so pshita, we don't have to do anything now according to Beis Hillel. That's it, Rashi's. And Rugnus at Rashi, Sofiku. V'noilad ben Ashmoshis nami Sofik. Zmane, if a kid was born Friday night ben Ashmoshis, it's also a Sofik. Who's Sofik ain't a Zmane. But comes the next Shabbos, you can't make the mila, because it's a Sofik. If the next Shabbos is called Yom Shmini or not, maybe the next Shabbos is called Yom Tes. His maybe ben Ashmoshis on the first Friday, he was born on Friday. Male the bris should have been on the next Friday. We can't do it on Friday because maybe it's only Yom Zayin. We can't do it on Shabbos because something maybe Shabbos Yom Tes. V'chein nerlad mohu, same thing if a kid is born gemalt already. Sofik is also a sofik dechiv milam. Val shema orla kvushihi. Maybe there's an orla still there. Or dofik the bosom. There's a sofik, maybe the orla is still attached to the bosom. L'kame porach. Sofik akame lasu yamayim. Before the Mara started off with a sofik here. Allah sevade der Shabbos boy Allah se sofik. What does the sofik mean? Hayel v'torni kolani sveikis. Since the Gemara now explains all the sveikis, what's the first sofik the Gemara meant? That the Gemara will soon explain. Yabudu vayim lakame yalf milse. Why he holds an androgynous, a person that has two simonim, a simon of a zohar, he has a gid, and he also has a hole like an isha, he still has to have a chiv of an ola, mila. And if you hold his meal is even during Shabbos, we'll see later how he dashes this. Fight it. Shabbos Shami Yerim Tzor Lahatif. The Afilu Hachi Moedi the Shabbos Adochi. The Shami holds the kid is born Gemal. There's still a mitzvah to do Atovas Dam Bris. But on Shabbos it's not Doicha. If you are Mashmini, he's born on Shabbos, you don't do Atovas Dam Bris next Shabbos. Because that's not the whole mitzvah. What's Doicha Shabbos, B'yay Mashmini is only the whole mitzvah Mila. Stam Atovas Dam Bris is only a chilik of the mitzvah, not the whole mitzvah, it's not Doicha Shabbos. Shetzor Lahatif Chashin and Shem Ola Kabushi. This is out the beginning of the Svaris in the Gemara. That the Svaris is the reason why you need a Tophis Dan Bris, because you have a Sufik, maybe there is an Orla there. Elamaisa, we can't get the Orla off, because it's attached there, it's too close, we don't even see it. But since it's a Sufik, maybe the Orla is there, the kid has a shame oral to him. So Mel, there's a mitzvah to make a Tophis Dan Bris, to do as much as we could do. That's the chilik of the mitzvah. Alger, the machlekes is though, Alger, the lekesh shum Sufik Orla. A goy, that when he was a kogoyin arve mol, they made a mila when he was a goy. So they took off all the orla. We know vadi, there's no orla on his yid. Now he wants to become a yid. So shalof, I gave us the chur, you have to do a mila. But on this goy, it's not shaykh a mila. So that's the machlekes. The Beis Shammai says you have to do a tophis dan bris. That's also a chelik of a maisa geiris. And Beis Hillel holds no, there's no, geiris doesn't need a tophis dan bris. Geiris is only to make him ois orla. Since here the goy had a mila before, you can't do a mila again. There's no need to do a mila on him. The man who becomes a ger just by making a tefillah. Now the bimaz below brisa. Omamar v'loy sofik doiches a Shabbos. As which mila is doicha b'yom hashmini a mila vaday and not a sofik. So the moral lasu yemai. What do we call the sofik that's not doicha Shabbos? Lasu yehodotan rabbonin ben shiva mechal na loves a Shabbos. If an isha gave birth after 7 months. That's called the Ben Shar Kayama, and when Mechal Shabbos for the kid, it's called the Ben Kayama. Hu Adin, you can make the meal on Shabbos. Or Ben Ches, let's say the kid is born, you know, Vade, the 8th month, you should know Ein Mechal and all of us are Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for this kid, because when that one, he's a mace. His Vade won't live, or Ben Ches can't live, so mainly you're not Mechal Shabbos for him. That's if you know Vade, he's a Ben Ches. Now, Sofik Ben Zayin, Sofik Ben Ches, what about a kid that was born now in the 8th month? But Gefort is a suffer to us. Maybe it's still a Ben Zayin. Maybe it's a Ben Ches. Now part of the Sveikas could be, even though Shredder knows exactly what the suffix is. First, you don't know the date. You don't know if it's the 7th month or the 8th month. Another suffer could be, even if it's the 8th month, maybe really this kid was a Ben Zayin, was supposed to come out the 7th month. The grad, he stayed in the stomach a little bit longer. But really, his Mahus is he's a Ben Zayin. So we have a sofik, what mus is this kid? Is the halacha ein sofik ben ches ein mechal olav es Shabbos. In such a case, we're also not mechal Shabbos. His mila is not doicha Shabbos. Since we have a sofik, if he's called the ben kayoma not, if he's a ben zayin, he's a ben kayoma. If he's a ben ches, he's not a ben kayoma. So right now, the 8th day, we have a sofik, So we're not doicha Shabbos. That's the first part of the braisa. Such a mila is not doicha Shabbos. Rashi ben ches ein mechan alav. Sherei kemesu. It's considered like a mace. V'yei milose mitzvah. There's not even a mitzvah to do the mila. So Rashi has the kasha. V'yei kashim keim. Lav chilhu. On the side that he's a mace, there's no issa the raisa. Sherei huka chotech bebos a mace. Sam cut off a piece of mace, meat of a mace. There's no issa the raisa. V'kamanami mokli hai chilhu b'machshir mila. So the Gemara later asks this kasha, and Enochanami, to make the actual meal itself l'churim on a shuk, you should do it on the ben zayin. Because you have a suffix ben zayin ben ches. The churim on a shuk, you should do the meal for yom ches. If the kid is a ben zayin that he's going to live, so you makayim the mitzvah. On the tzad, the kid is a ben ches, that his body is going to die soon, so he has a din mace right now, so there's no issa chabura, there's no issa cutting off the meat. So really, we should do the meal. So the moral lady is going to say it's only a shalom from the Hechshe Mitzvah. The Hechshe Mitzvah is not doichi. Right, we'll see later about that. No, Ben Ches is no Mitzvah. That's what it says. Ben Ches is no Mitzvah. It's called Kemes. So the Gemara, Ben Shemoyna is a Reyu Kievin. The Metzias of Ben Shemoyna is mamish like a stone. There's no Mitzvah at all on him. The Yosla Taltlo, he's even Muks on Shabbos. He can't even touch him on Shabbos. Avol Imoy Shoycha Umanikosim. But the mother was allowed to bend over and nurse him. Mevnei ha-sakonim. Because poshi, it's a sakonim for the isha herself. So Drashi, mevnei ha-sakonim, mevnei shecholov, harbei bedodehom, umevul decholi. Because since she has so much milk in her breast, so she's not going to nurse, she'll become sick from that. So that's why she's mutter to be menik. But on them, mitzad the tinnik, if you know he's a vadei ben ches, the nice thing, we don't know that. But lo yitzu, you would know he's a vadei ben ches, that's a metzias, he has to die. But since he has to die, he can't live, he doesn't have the simonim achiyas in him. He's called a mace, he's muksa, and then the time the only head to the mother has to nurse, is only because maybe the mother herself will come to a sakon. That's the first suffix here. In such cases, a suffix, if the tinnik has the chiyas mila or not, so we're not doing chashamis. But right, that's what we're saying. Right. Itma, that's what Mara says, his mamish commence. Itma, Rav Omer, halacha ketanakama. Rav said the halacha is like the Tanakama. According to Tanakama, the trash that means aliba de beisil the yomar and tzarach lahatim menul dam bris. That was a machlokes of a kid was born normal, but he was born gemal. He was born without a mila. So the first Tanakama said that beisil holds is not even a mitzvah atop of dam bris. You don't have to do anything. So that's where Rav Paskins. Rav Omer halacha ketanakama that according to beisil there's no mitzvah atop of dam bris. Beishama is the one that says, even though the kid is born gemal, you have to do atavas dam bris b'yom hashmini. But according to Beis Hillel, there's no chiyuv. O Shmuel Amam, halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Elozer. That he, Rav Shimon ben Elozer, says no. That both Beishama and Beis Hillel are both moedon, you have to do atavas dam bris. The machlokes was only by a ger. A ger, there we know vaday, the goy had a milam. So there we know vaday, there's no orla on him. Mashenk in the tinnik that's born, even though we don't see the orla, it looks gemal, we have a suffix, maybe there is an orla kvusha there. And machmaz there, you have to do atavas dam bris. That's how Krev Shimon loves it. So the more ravada barava is yalad le yehuyanuka. He had a kid that was born. Kishumol, he was born gemal. Hadre atlesa mohuli. He looked after, he ran after 13 different miles. Adishavi krushavcha. His nobody wanted to do the mila. The shaila was mastam v'grashi. His kid was born on Shabbos, and so lechura, since the kid was born gemalt, the bris mila should be the next day, next Shabbos. And since you can't make a mila because he's gemalt, the only mitzvah is hatovas dam bris. And that we had before. That's how Brisa says hatovas dam bris is not doicha Shabbos. So mela no moil wanted to make the hatovas dam bris on Shabbos. Because that's the din. What's doicha Shabbos? A mila vaday. A mila just make a tovas dam bris is not doicha Shabbos. So no moil wanted to do it. So the maisa was he himself ended up doing himself, and he did a bad job. He made his kid a kruv shavcha. That was the maisa. Then he said, Omar, he said upon himself, Taisili the avriyad the rav. He felt bad that Vaisa is the reason why this happened to his kid, because he didn't listen to the halacha. He didn't hold like rav. What does rav say? Rav said that according to Beis Hillel, there's no mitzvah mila at all. There's no mitzvah tovas dam bris. For the Gemara, Omalei Rav Nachman, V'yad Shmuel Yovar, and you listen to Shmuel's din. Hey, Madiyama Shmuel, when does Shmuel say, even though the kid is born gemal, that you have to make a tavas dam bris, that's b'chol. That on B'yom HaShemini, there's a mitzvah to make a koponim a tavas dam bris. But B'Shabbos Miyomar, that was part of the Brisa, that Shmuel's moided to the Brisa, that on Shabbos, HaTavas Dam Bris is not Teicha Shabbos. Since you're not doing the whole mitzvah's milom, just HaTavas Dam Bris is not Teicha Shabbos. So, man, what you did was not according to anybody. And then, Chami, why says he made a mistake? Weiter. For the Gemara, Jesus Sover, I'll call upon him, what was Rav Ada Bar Abba's Svara? What did he do with Jesus Sover, Vadai Ola Kvushahi. Hesiol is not a Sofik Ola Kvusha, it's a Vadai Ola Kvusha. Every single kid, even though he's born, he looks like there's no Orla, you should know there's Vadai is an Orla there. Now, you can't see it, it's Kvush, it's stuck into the Basar, it's Dovak with the Basar. So mainly he holds that, why did Shmuel say it's not the Derech Shabbos? Because it's only Sofik. Mashek and Hiel, it's a Vadi Ola Kvusha, and since it's a Vadi Ola Kvusha, then you have to do a mitzvah Satovas Dam Rith, and Hiel, it was the Derech Shabbos. The Yitma, Rabbi Roma Chashinon Shema Ola Kvusha, as what's the locha that if a kid is born Gemalt, why do we say you're supposed to make a Tovas Dam Rith? So Rabbi says it's only a Sofik Digadin. Because we have a chash, maybe there's an Ola Kvusha there. So he said on the tzad there's an Ola Kvusha, so really the kid needs a Mila. To make a Mamish Mila, you can't cut. We don't know what to cut. We can't cut the gid. So the Eitzri is just to make a Tavas Dam Bris. Rabbi Yosef Oman Nein Vadei Ola Kvusha. You should know, a kid that's born Gemalt, he's not 100% Gemalt. There's a Vadei Ola there. Just as Kovash is attached to the bus, so we can't see it. So Mela Rav Adam Rava held that according to Rabbi Yosef, since it's a Vadai mitzvah to make the Tavas Dam Bris, he held the Sivu Doicha Shabbos also. Right. Omer Rabbi Yosef, no aminula. How do I know this is soid? That even though the kid is born gemalt, there still is an orla there. Titania, Rabbi Lezer Hakapar Reimer. Lo nechluku beishamu beishilil. There's no machlokes beishamu beishilil. Al noiluk tishumol. That if a kid that was born, a Yiddish kid was born, even though he looks to us as if there's no mila, as if he's gemalt, sheetzorok lati v'menol dambris. You have to know even beishilil holds there is a mitzvah atovas dambris. You still have to do something. Alma nechluku. Where's the machlokes here? Lechalal olavas haShabbos. The whole machlokes is the mitzvahs of Tovas Dam Bris enough of a mitzvahs milog to be derech Shabbos? The kid was born on Shabbos. The next Shabbos, is there a heter to make a Tovas Dam Bris? Beishamai oimrim mechalal olavas haShabbos. Beishamai holds it could be mechalal Shabbos. Why? Because he holds it's a vadei ola kvusha. So since it's a vadi ola there, so mela to cut it off we can't because we can't get to it. It's like dovik in the skin. We don't know what to cut. So I call upon him, you have to make a Tovas Dam Bris. Beisil holds, no, it's not Mechal Shabbos. It's even though Vaisas he holds, that it's a Sofik Orlo. That you have to do a Tovas Dam Bris, because maybe there's no Orlo there. That's only a Sofik. But if you do a Shabbos, it can't be a Shabbos. So the Gemara Lav Mechlal, the Tanakama Sova, Mechal Nolavas a Shabbos. Now the Chur is still Shver. Like, Chur, we passed like Beisil. So why are you bringing me a raya that by Shammai holds it could be derech Shabbos, but Beis Hillel says it's not derech Shabbos. So who, according to Beis Hillel alalocha, you should see that there's not an orla vaday. The only reason we do it on a tinnik that was born gemalt because we have the suffix, maybe there's an orla. That's why Beis Hillel holds it's not derech Shabbos. So who is still shver of Yosef? How could Rabbi Yosef bring a raya that he holds it's an orla vaday and it is derech Shabbos? The who Beis Hillel holds is not derech Shabbos. So Gemara means to say the raya is from Tanakama. This is what Rabbi Lezer Kapha says. Mashma the Tanakama dingzich on him. So the dig is la mechal Tanakama. The Tanakama of Rabbi Lezer Kapha, he holds sova mechal and olav as a Shabbos. He holds that even according to Beis Hillel, the loch would be, you're allowed to make a tovus dam bris on Shabbos, that you could be mechal and Shabbos. So that was Rabbi Yosef's raya. The Tanakama, mistan the loch, like the Tanakama, he holds according to both of them, he could be mechal and Shabbos. Nothing more answers that, no. V'dilma Tanakama divri akum ein mechalim koma. Maybe fakir Tanakama holds according to everybody, even according to Beis Shammai, you're not doing Shabbos. Fred Gemarim came if that'll be the pshat. Reb Leza Akaper time of the Beis Shammai yos lashminin. That can't be because if the Tanakama holds, everybody holds ein mechalim. Then Reb Leza Akaper says no. You know what? Beis Shammai holds mechalim. It's sure Reb Leza Akaper. What does he have to come and tell us this for? Like it's not the gay of Beis Shammai Shita. We don't hold like Beis Shammai. So it's fair to say Reb Leza Akaper's timer to Beis Shammai Yos Lashminan. He's only coming to let us hear Chiddush and Beis Shammai. And the Gemara name Dilma Hachikoma. Reb Leza Akaper means to say like this. Lenechluku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'dov Azir. He meant to say no. There's no machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. They're both moided to this halachah. That they're both moided. That's not Deicha Shabbos. That's Pshat Reb Leza Akaper. So the kids say we don't have a maskona klor. There's no 100% raya. But Lamaisa, we hold about it's not Deicha Shabbos though. About a kid that's Nelad Mohum, we say it's, that's one of the cases that's not Deicha Shabbos. that even though in the middle of the week we do a Maisa Tavis Dan Bris, but Kol Ponim is not Deicha Shabbos. I didn't look it up. I think there's Terry, I think some Rishain and Paskin, even though we talk a Paskin, it's a Vade Ola Kvusha, that a Tinik that's born, the Ola is Vade there. Still, we hold it's not Deicha Shabbos. And as far as, like we said before, that even though there's a Vade Ola there, but Lamaisa, we can't cut off the Ola. It's too small, we don't know where it is, we can't cut. So since we can't be mekayim the whole mitzvah milah, just the chelik of the mitzvah atopas dam bris is not doicha shabbos. Because what's doicha shabbos is if you have a keem of the whole mitzvah milah. So in the middle of the weekday, you have to do as much as you can do. Kafrat, you have to do atopas dam bris. But on Shabbos though, it's not doicha shabbos because you're not doing the whole mitzvah. Right. Omer Rabasi. Rabasi the new chiddush now. Kol she'imoy tamei leida. Any time when the mother gave birth to this kid, and machmas the later, the mother became tamei, like a normal case, when you give birth to a zacha, you're tamei 7 days. So, then the loch is nimul shemena. Such a kid, on the 8th day, you make the mila, on the 8th day. Vashenkein, b'chol she'ein imoy tamei later. Any time the mother is not tamei later, l'moshlo yetzei doifin, Yav is a Syrian, a yetzei doifin, the mother has no tumas later, is a locha ein nimul shemoina. There's no chiv then to make the mila b'yom shmini, you could even make it b'yom harishin. As I help you, Basi. Shenemma, the posuk says, isha ki sazria, v'yolda zocho tumeya. It says an isha gives birth, that means normal birth, and then she becomes tumah because of later. Then the posuk says, v'yom hashmini, yimo b'sar alosai. So mashma, when is there a chiv to make a mila b'yom shmini? Only if the mother has tumas later. But in the case of a yotzei doifin, where there's no tumas later, then there's no din b'yom hashmini. Rashi, kol she'en imoy tmei later, kagoyin yotzei doifin, yaris Assyrian, or else v'nochris, or else a goya, she yolda, she gave birth today, ulumachan is gaira, and tomorrow she was mezgaya pouring a kid. So that Meshach she gave birth, she was a goy. A goy has no tumas later. And she was gaya the next day. What day, which day do you have to make the mila on the kid? Right away, the first day. Is ein b'no mamtin ad shmeina. You don't have to wait till the 8th day. There's no mitzvah yam ha-shmini on such a kid. And on nima miyad, the mitzvah's mila is chal right away. As soon as you get the kid, make a mila right away. Zayas Rabasi. And that's his deed. The posuk only says b'yam ha-shmini on a posuk that says isha ki sazriya b'yolda zocha utameya. It's only Yom Shmini if she's tummy. There's no Tumas later, there's no Din Yom Shmini. I say Al-Tabasi. I don't think we hold that Kabasi. But I say Al-Tabasi. Omalay Abaya, Fred Abaya, Doris HaRishenim Yechicho. Ava Kasher on you from the Friedrich Doris before Man Torah. So Drash, that means me have Roh Mad Man Torah. She nitnu Mila, who had no good Tumah. Kaidah Man Torah, they had no Din Tumah then. For this vegan, it was a mitzvah's Mila to do Yom Shmini. Avraham Avinu, Gemalt Yitzchak, Yom Shmini. Shein imoy tumei lady, they had no tumas lady then, but nimul l'shmoin, there was still a mitzvah dubi yamashmini. Or malay, that's not kasha. Nitnu Torah of neschach sholach, enach nami. Before taka, there was no din tumum. But after the Torah was given, now the pasuk says, isha ki sazriya,